Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here it is, a Thursday. It's going to be beautiful today. Lots of sun. The rain is gone. More great temperatures coming over the weekend, so not too bad at all.
I would like to do two PSAs, please, if you allow the moment.
Okay.
All right, number one, it is power washing season, right? Power washers will be out this next week because it's going to be really nice.
I've already used mine.
Yeah, so it's not a toy. I just want to remind you all, my son's face was blasted off by an adult, and his eye, his retina was almost detached, but it took the, there's a whole layer. It's the creepiest stuff. It's this layer that's just clear jelly that's over our eyeballs, and that was blown out by Mark, my neighbor. He blew out that part of my son's eyeball. So I don't know why. My son squirted him with the squirt gun. All the kids were playing. And Mark just thought, oh, I know. I'll just turn this power washer towards our kid's face. And he blew off all the skin off the side. And
I'm like, that was a dumb move.
Yeah. So don't let your kids play. Well, and remember what happened. We went to Sky Ridge. And that same day, there was another little girl there because her brother had turned. They were cleaning off the camper. And her brother, and these are kids, had turned it towards her. Towards her and blew off, she was really bad.
They're dangerous.
Yeah, so don't give them to your kids to play.
Don't try to use one to clean the dog.
No. God, or your car. You can even take the paint off your car.
Yeah.
Number two is that full face mask. There's these masks that you snorkel with, and I see little kids with them all the time. They're like white, and they have that big glass, thing over the front. Well, they're saying now that they're really, really dangerous because your kids are breathing in carbon dioxide, that it gets trapped in there because they don't know how to use them right, and they're passing out and even...
Yeah, they should be banned.
Yeah.
Because they're ugly. They are. They're ugly. Have you ever seen one of those? Some kid's fat face in the middle of one of those? And it accents their fat face, too. You know it?
Yep.
It makes it look bigger. Mm. Yeah, it should be illegal. It really should. All right, I want to go back to this Uber thing real quick here because you found some
body. Because the water, because then they pass out and the water gets in.
And their face looks fat.
Because it's in a mirror. They're not very slimming either.
No.
All
right, back to the Uber thing.
Yes.
All right, let me explain again because we just talked about this a few minutes ago, but you found some audio. What is the audio, by the way?
This is Lori from Shark Tank explaining why you should never take a drink from anybody that's in rideshare.
All right, there's a bill that went through the Colorado House down here, and it got passed, and it's now on the governor's desk. It's got to do with Uber. And one of the criteria is not only the recordings of audio and video and all that, but part of the criteria is no more food. You can't offer food or drink to a passenger. Now, the governor hasn't signed this yet, but it is kind of at your discretion to take that because it could be dangerous as far as being drugged or something of that nature. Here's the audio that we're talking about.
Never eat or drink anything from a stranger, even if it seems sealed.
Okay.
Very important. It's been reported that women are taking ride shares and have been given a bottle of water by the driver that appeared unopened, but that was tainted with a drug. This is why it's so important to never accept food, water, or any drink from a stranger. Carry your own. And please, stay safe and pass this message.
Isn't that creepy?
It is creepy.
Yeah. Because I know for a fact I've taken water.
Yeah.
You know?
You've taken water
from
them?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And I think about that
now. Did you get loopy?
No. I think I'm just too fat and too old.
Yeah. But now...
Yeah, we'll save the special sauce for a hot chick.
So they didn't offer you a donut?
They didn't offer me a donut.
So our boss yesterday.
Yeah.
So he texted me. Our big boss, Micah. Okay. He texted me yesterday. He said, "Hey, Beach, you got a moment?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I left you a couple of burritos in the refrigerator." I said, "Why? I've never gotten the burrito call
Micah
from the
wants a piece
big
of
boss.
The beach. Micah and wants I a said, piece of the beach.
Isn't that kind of weird?" He goes, "Yeah, we got new burritos in yesterday, and these are fresh, and I'm going to leave two of them for you on the top shelf in the fridge. Don't eat the ones on the bottom shelf. Eat the ones on the top shelf. Swear.
No,
I swear.
Believe it's because he was in that meeting where you were talking about you'll eat burritos no how old they are. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
So he was giving you freshies.
Yeah.
He was looking out for your health.
No, the two that came in last Friday, so they would be a week old, are still in there.
Oh.
They're in the fridge on the bottom shelf.
That's why.
I went and looked. Sure enough, there's two burritos on the top shelf.
See, isn't that nice?
That is nice.
He doesn't want you to get food poisoning.
Unless he's doctored them.
Yeah.
Maybe he's like Uber. Maybe he's trying to get take advantage of Beach. Yeah, get me into a state of mind to call me down to the office. I don't know. You can't trust anybody.
This is our general manager, by the way.
Close the door, please.
My neck feels tight. Will you give me a little rub?
Yeah.
Wait, why am I joining in on
I'm
this?
I'm not eating those burritos. No, you're not getting me down there.
Wow.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Next, right after this song, next, your chance to win tickets for Benson Boone.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Have you ever heard the term?
Yep.
I waited for the kids to get to school for this one.
Okay.
Have you ever heard the term raw dogging?
Oh my God, why would you say that? Oh my God, why would you say that?
Let me say it again, okay?
Yeah, because it's a hot dog. Kids, if you're in the car and you don't go to school because you're so whittle, it's a hot dog that you don't cook. It's a hot dog that's not cooked. Yeah. It doesn't have a bun around it.
Last night, I was out raw dogging.
Why?
I used it in a sentence just to clear things up. All right, listen. All right, so.
It's a hot dog without a bun.
So yesterday. CBS News have reporters over there at the Vatican. In fact, here's a report from, I don't know, this is one of the other news services.
It was 9:01 this evening at the Vatican when the first smoke billowed out of the Sistine Chapel. Black, no Pope. After
right, so
3 hours...
This guy's doing a good job. He's covering the Pope, right? Well, the CBS guy, let me find it here. Okay, here's the CBS guy. Listen to him.
The one thing we know they're not doing is checking Instagram because their devices have all been confiscated.
I believe the kids call it raw dogging it if you're going to go through a long period of time with no electronic device.
All right. Well, it turns out that raw dog, it doesn't mean that. It means something else.
It means a hot dog without a bun and hasn't been cooked is what it means.
So I'll let you look up raw dog on your own.
We're all aware what it means.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be a pervert.
We're all in the up and up.
CBS News reporter, they're calling for his job. They're saying that he should be fired because he...
Well, I mean, it's not his fault if he used the wrong word.
He used the term raw dog it when you talk about the Pope.
He was talking about social media.
Well, no, but he was talking about selecting a pope. That was what the story was all about. And he threw in the term raw dogging.
But he was talking about the, using social media in that sense.
Yeah, they're really going to fire him for that?
No.
If you remember, they had that whole trend where it was like you go on an airplane and you don't use any technology, and that's what they called it. I think he was probably more referring to that.
Exactly.
Well, we know what he's referring to. I'm just saying there are people that are up in arms that he would use that term standing on the grounds of the Vatican.
Right.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how he meant it. I'm just saying.
All those people pulled a muscle, you know, worrying about that one. Come on. That's ridiculous.
Again, for all you kids, what is it again, Jamie?
It's a hot dog that you don't cook that doesn't have a bun.
That means you're raw dogging.
Oy.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show from the beautiful Belco Studios on the Odyssey app. You can get the podcast, anything on the show today you missed. Go back, listen to it. It's posted after 10 o'clock, so you should get it right there. Just go listen. Share it if you want to. All right, I got an update on you on something.
Okay.
Yesterday, you brought this up. I knew nothing about it. Out of the blue. A satellite that Russia put up there thousands of years ago, I guess, and now it's about to crash into Earth, and they have no idea where.
Now, it does have parachutes on it, but the problem is it's been in orbit for like 53 years or 20, a long time.
Long time.
It's been up there for a really long time, and they think that the parachute, not only the mechanism, but they think it's all deteriorated, and so it won't slow itself up. So literally, and you asked me like what countries, it's all countries. They have no clue.
No clue. No,
so bizarre.
Not to terrify anyone, but here's the audio.
A Soviet spacecraft launched more than five decades ago is set for an uncontrolled re-entry into Earth's atmosphere.
That's not good.
That is not good.
And the scariest part is that it might fall anywhere on Earth.
Anywhere!
And if it breaks up in pieces, that means several people die. If it's just one chunk, hopefully only one person dies.
The lander will enter the Earth's atmosphere around May 10th, but it could also be a few days earlier or later.
Looking at the calendar, we're a few days early, and we're not later yet, but we're right in the wheelhouse.
I would just stay underwater as long as
the Cosmos 482 descent craft, originally part of the USSR's Venera program to study Venus.
We don't care about that.
I wish you would have said expected- your anus.
We were doing so good there.
Sorry.
Is expected to crash around 10th of May, give or take a few days. Dutch satellite tracker Marco Langbroek notes that because the lander was built to withstand the intense pressures and heat of Venus's atmosphere, it might survive re-entry.
This guy's smart.
Yeah.
And reach the ground intact. He compares the risk to that of a meteorite impact.
Oh, my.
I don't like it. I really don't. I'm not even kidding. You know how you hate the rock slides and stuff and you freak out about rocks? It's always been my thing.
Yeah.
It's like just something random coming out of the air, like, oh, God.
You think Elon Musk's car ever is going to come down?
Yeah, I don't know, but it'd burn up.
Didn't he put a Tesla up there?
Yeah, but that would burn up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus the battery. Oh. What an explosion that would be.
Right?
No kidding. That'd be like fireworks going off.
I didn't even think about that.
This is crazy, though. I mean, they put this satellite up there, and it's a pretty good size of a chunk of metal up there.
Yeah.
And it's coming to Earth, man. Could happen anytime. They're saying between is today the 8th?
Yes, today is the 8th.
Could happen anytime.
Anytime, give or take a day.
Give or take. Don't say we didn't warn you.
I am kind of shocked. I thought that we had the ability to shoot, like break apart.
Yeah, like neutralize anything that was coming down.
I thought we had that technology now.
Guess not.
Huh.
Guess not.
That's a shame.
Maybe it's not adapted just yet. Maybe we should look into that real quick. The next few hours, in fact.
By the way, it says, I'm looking at the headline, CU Boulder research scientist is helping track its path.
Oh, I wonder if there's a website we can track it.
I don't know.
We should try to find that, Shpadil.
Well, you think if you could track it, you could blow it. It
sent something up there,
yeah. Intercept it.
Or at least know what continent it's going to land on.
Yeah, give us a heads up.
Yeah. Right now they're saying could be anywhere in the world. I saw today it said Johannesburg. It could be Philadelphia.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Sydney.
Understood.
London.
Beijing.
Yeah.
Okay, both everybody.
You know, did you notice something though?
What?
They named every city except Russia.
Oh, you're right.
Moscow.
Isn't
they didn't
that
say Moscow. Seems a little fishy to me.
Huh.
You get what I'm saying
I do.
Damn Putin.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Benson Boone tickets. Another chance to win with Slacker, the Slacker Show, this afternoon at 4. And, of course, right here, our show. We'll have it tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So, Benson Boone, that's a hot ticket.
It is a hot ticket. You know what I'm terrified of now lately? My newest, oh, my God.
Fear.
My newest fear?
Yeah.
Chewing gum.
Chewing gum.
Chewing gum.
All right, why is that?
Well, you know, you guys know I'm addicted to chewing gum. Like, I'm a freak about it. I have it here all the time, right?
Yeah. And I'm the opposite. I really don't care for gum.
I know. My son doesn't either. Oh. But I'm a huge, like, I have in my pantry, I have, like, jars of different color of big bubble gums, you know? Like, I just, it's like a treat for me.
I thought you were going to say in my pants.
A big bubble gum?
Well, you said pantry when you said pants.
Pants.
I thought you were going to say. I have, you know, I got them in my pants. Tree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I have all different flavors. I get them off of Amazon. I'm sure they're from China. They're probably killing me, but it's fine. But like they're blue and white and they're just delicious.
Okay. Why are you fearing gum?
Hey, you took us off track with pants. It could have been over by now. All right. That was a whole 3 minutes of pant talk.
My bad.
Because they're showing now that they're called jaw trainers, and these stupid college kids, they want their jaws to be like ripped and shredded like the rest of their body. So there's this kid, and we'll post the picture, and he's built up his jaw with the jaw trainers because he's chewing on it every day, and it makes his face so wide. I mean, like what's the from, oh my God, the kid that has a Stewie, you know that kid? It looks like Stewie's face.
Oh yeah, from Family Guy.
His face is that wide, but it's all muscle in his cheeks.
It's insane. These jaw trainers are crazy because I'm getting Instagram ads for them all the time. They're the little squishy things.
Yeah, that you bite on.
Yeah.
So I'm afraid because I chew gum all day long, you know, that I'm building up these muscles and I'm going to make my face super wide. Because I'm just building up these muscles right here.
What is it he's chewing on?
Just a piece of plastic.
Yeah, it's like this. It kind of looks like an elongated ball, and they just chew on it.
See, look at this muscle right here. See this muscle?
Yeah, it's out of whack.
I know. It's so big.
Yeah.
So I got to stop chewing.
Now, don't you think, though, much as you love to chew gum.
Seriously, though, look.
I see it, Jamie.
I know, but it is built.
No, it's not.
You can't see that?
No.
It's a little more defined.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, come on, Carson.
You can see it. Well, you can't see. You're blind as a bat. But anyway, Carson sees it.
Fidel, do you see it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
See?
Looks a little more like shredded around there. Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Shred around there.
No, it's hard right there.
All right, listen.
And it's making my face wider.
Yep. All right.
Listen, and what?
It doesn't look like it to me. I can't see the difference. And I'm being very honest with you. These two guys lie to you.
No, I noticed a huge difference. Like when I got my braces and it moved my jaw a little bit, I definitely got a little more square of a chin.
See?
Yeah.
The jaw is real, EJ.
Listen,
the jaw is real.
Okay? Stop chewing gum.
I know. But I wanted a snatch jawline. That's a new word, by the way.
Snatch jawline. Whoa, yeah. Snatch jaws is here.
Yeah, so I got Botox in my nose to give me like a snatch look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got Botox in my
nose. But now I'm noticing because I chew gum, it's like being on a jaw trainer the whole time.
You need to get off the internet.
It's a true story.
It is.
People
are working out their jaws. It is a thing.
It is a thing. Yeah. By chewing gum by chewing gum all the time, you're building this muscle right here.
Right.
Yeah, you are.
It makes sense.
Well, I agree. I think you are, but you're not going to come out looking like a cartoon character. What's his name again? Chewy?
Stewie.
Chewy. Yeah. You're not going to look like Chewy.
Oh, God. You know what I feel really sorry
Why
for?
Why are you sitting here?
I feel sorry for your wife because you don't hear anybody but you.
You're worried about something, Jamie. Jaws would be from here to Lyman if the gum was the problem because you've been chewing gum for 40 years.
But look, it's defined. No, I have not. I just started it recently.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I assumed you started when you were a child.
No, I always used to swallow it, but I was worried about blowing a bubble out my butt. Yeah.
It's now a valid fear.
Now that would be impressive. Okay? The jawline, I don't care. Bubble out the butt, give me a video, man.
BJ and Jamie.
I'll go on record. If I'm offered $30 million, to give my life's deepest, darkest secrets, as well as my wife, Lisa, I'd take the money. I'd spill the beans.
I wasn't listening. I was watching a satellite being tracked. What?
Gladly. If I'm offered $30 million to give out my deepest, darkest secrets, along with my wife's, to be published in a book for everyone to read from now on, I'd take the money. $30 million?
Do you think that you're...
I don't care.
Do you think that you guys have $30 million worth of secrets to be told? Are you itching yourself?
Maybe $300, $300 worth. No, we don't, Jamie. I'm just making a point here. Because Jill Biden is being... Dr. Jill is being offered $30 million, but she has to spill the beans. What went on in the White House when she started noticing that things were going a little south?
I don't think
cognitively.
She's allowed to do that.
Yes, she is.
You're allowed to tell all the secrets of the White House?
No. Of her and her husband and their marriage and behind the scenes when she noticed he was starting to lose a little of his faculties and things like that. Things that he might have done in the White House that, you know, maybe forgot where his toothbrush was. Things like that, that she could put into a book. She's being offered $30 million, but she has to come clean on everything that they ask her.
She won't do that.
I think I would.
Well, you would.
Wouldn't you? Think about your ex-husband, okay? I'm sure he was.
I told all the secrets on the show for free.
Look, okay, you're like me. We don't have a lot of deep, dark secrets, okay? But if we were in that position that we had deep, dark secrets,
yeah.
I think I would do it for $30 million. Carson, you'd do it on Bree, right?
I don't know. I don't think. Like,
oh, my
right
God.
$30 million?
Get out of here.
For $30
can't be
million
that bad.
Dollars. I mean,
but you're saying it would destroy her life and destroy her dignity and destroy
her legacy.
I can't do that.
And your kid would see it.
Yeah, no.
But then I want you to think about this. And that's fair that you said that because you're supposedly a good person.
Yeah.
But think about this. But you have $30 million now in the bank for your daughter.
I got
four
boys.
Set for life.
I got four boys. If I went to them with a couple of million each, they wouldn't give a rat's ass. They would want that money, man.
Well, and think about this. So you have $30 million. You could go to couples therapy for a long time to work that out.
Yeah, now you're coming around. See, now you're coming around.
Right.
You got to put the couples therapy in the book.
Yeah, you just promise her a bigger house and a better car.
Yeah, money should buy happiness.
In fact, she would call you an idiot for not doing it.
She probably would.
Yeah.
All right, I'm in.
That is
swear,
interesting.
I really think that Jill Biden should take this offer. They say the money, they kind of need the money, according to the article, okay? I have no idea what their finances are, but she could get $30 million at this stage in life and bank it. Yeah.
But here's the thing. How do we know if she's going to tell the truth or not? So she could just say, you know, he was great up until like the day before the election or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, well, you and I don't know that.
No,
we don't
know
that. She's got to sit down with the publisher, and that publisher has to be satisfied with what he's getting from her, or they don't pay her $30 million.
Right, I would just write it and lie.
Yeah, just make it.
Well, I think the whole thing is that they're trying to get to the bottom of when they started noticing that. And in order to do that, she has to come out with the truth. And the truth could be what you said. I have no idea. But she has to come out with it, or they don't pony up the money. But I think I'd sure take them up on the offer.
And you could be so vague about it. Like, you know.
I think you could.
Yeah. Like, I noticed that, you know.
Does he even know it's being written?
I don't think so. I mean, this is kind of sad, but I'm not sure he cares. Yeah.
I'm not sure he cares.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. But I do know you'd sell anybody's soul, so that's cool.
I'd sell my own.
You have.
Yeah. Working with you.
Oh,
you want to play that game, do you? Oh, you want to throw a few punches in the studio? Okay, let's go, girl. Come on. Bring it on.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.